The iPhone 15 series has just reached the market. I know a lot of my friends have ordered it like a week ago and are still waiting for the devices. But it is heating too much. Apparently, it's being labeled as too hot to handle. Do you guys have the same problem with your latest iPhones? The headset's getting hotter, the temperature's getting higher, even with minimum usage. Seems like the iPhones are getting hotter, but not in the way Apple hoped. Hello and welcome to the iGeeks Blog Show, an Apple exclusive podcast. I'm your host Harshanki, and in today's episode, we're going to be discussing about the increasing temperatures, the rising temperature of your iPhone 15, and how do we fix that? Before we dive deep into the iPhone's hotness, don't forget to connect with us on our social media channels. We're available everywhere as iGeeks Blog. And if you want to connect with me, just hit me up on Instagram, Harshanki with an extra I. I swear I'm going to stop with the hotness puns, but hey, it's right there. How can I not make these cringe jokes about it? Okay, I'm going to get serious. So a lot of users have been reporting high temperatures on iPhone 15 Pro and Pro Max variants, hinting that the new and the mighty Apple A17 Pro processor has an active part in overheating the handsets. Maybe it's working harder than it should. But equally, we've seen reports of the phones becoming hot while charging to, oh my god, I do not have a good brain. Which seems odd given the lackluster 20-watt peak charging power USB-C. Although the new iPhone 15 Pro models have been met with strong reviews. Yeah, I mean, the device is like super cool, right? It's such a good product to have. One complaint is cropping up from a lot of early adopters. The phones are getting way too hot. The growing number of consumers are reporting the overheating problem since the new iPhone launched on September 22nd. See, the Aboveians have adopted a titanium casting for the first time, right? A titanium casing for the first time, along with a more powerful A17 Pro chip. And they're running unusually warm. A user complained on Twitter that even 8 to 10 seconds of scrolling Instagram got his phone so warm that he couldn't even hold it in his hands. It is also happening after minutes of charging your phones. On social media, you can also find a lot of owners using temperature scanners to check the heat over the iPhone 15 Pro models. These videos show that the phones are reaching as high as 107 degrees Fahrenheit. To give you a context, a fever more than 104 degrees Fahrenheit and you die. No kidding, you die. This is 107 degrees Fahrenheit. How is it getting heated this fast? See, if you ask me, I don't think it's a hardware issue, right? Because the hardware goes through like years of research. And if Apple made such a huge change of completely shifting its metal bodies to titanium, they must have tested this approach. So there's no way this can be a hardware issue. It cannot go unnoticed for a trillion-dollar company. I don't think it's a chipset issue as well, because chip also must have gone through like dozens of tests before being launched in the market, right? I mean, those are the things. Imagine, like, put yourself in Apple's engineer's shoes for a while. You're launching a new product where you've changed the metal, you're putting in a new chip. The first thing that you're going to see is how is the battery being affected, all the rise in temperatures, right? Like, that's literally the first thing you'll do. So I don't think it's being missed on that part. Probably some sort of a software update is causing the issue. But let's dive deeper. Let's see what others are saying. To corroborate if there is an issue, we grabbed a temperature gun and recorded the peak temperatures on the phone's back during different workloads. Some tests were also run on Pixel 7 Pro and Galaxy S23 Ultra to compare all with other cases on, no background task, and time to cool off between runs. iPhone 15 was marginally warmer than S23 Ultra and Pixel 7 Pro when running day-to-day workloads such as video streaming and web scrolling. However, the margin is not so wide as to call the phone problematic for these tasks. Staying below 30 degrees Celsius is cool enough not to be noticeable. Now, when you push the CPUs harder with Geekbench, and you see the same trend, iPhones are at least 1 or 2 degrees Celsius warmer than its competitors. iPhone 15 Pro, for that matter, is super warm to even touch when running demanding tasks, but not uncomfortably so. and not so much more than the comparison points. On an average, you can say it's 2.5 to 5% hotter than the Samsung and the Google Pixel phone Pro being tested together. However, once we're shifting to more demanding tasks, I cannot help but think maybe the A17 chip has an issue. Turn on the 6-core GPU and the temperature rises quickly. A user tested 3D Mark Wildlife and within 5 minutes of running it, iPhone 15 Pro passed 40 degrees Celsius, which is crazy hot for a phone. And this is just by 5 minutes of running it, okay? 20 minutes of running the app and the phone reached 47 freaking degrees Celsius. See, even Galaxy S23 is bad, okay? Like, Ultra did not perform good. But 15 Pro is 5.7% hotter. And any device for that matter, when it is approaching 50 degrees Celsius, it's crazy. I'm going to be worried for my life if my iPhone is touching 50 degrees Celsius. Anything above 35 or 40 degrees Celsius is going to make the device impossible to hold in your hand and carry out the task, right? I mean, imagine this is like touching a hot vessel or something. Like, you're not supposed to put your hand in the microwave and get the things out. You're supposed to like have a protection, right? This is like super crazy hot. Sadly, this issue is also occurring during the video recording test. So when users were testing the 4K 60-degree video recording test, it showcases the most discrepancy. Within 5 minutes, 15 Pro was 7% hotter than S23 Ultra and 4% hotter than Pixel 7 Pro, a phone already widely regarded as way too warm. Worse, the iPhone 15 Pro far exceeds an acceptable level of comfort in the hand after just extending the test in 10 minutes. Looking across these results, iPhone 15 Pro is consistently hotter than Galaxy S23 Ultra and Pixel 7 Pro in all the tests. The margin could be small sometimes, but it has never been lesser than both these devices. And both these devices are already considered hotter than industry standards, by the way. Clearly, complaints about iPhone 15 Pro and Pro Max getting hotter are well-founded. Surprisingly, USB-C charging is running hot too. When you notice that the device is so hot that nothing else could probably raise the temperature even further, right? Well, the iPhone has gotten so hotter that nothing further could raise the temperature, right? We are far from reality. Unlike Android, iOS does not expose a way to obtain accurate internal battery readings. So we have to resort to recording the peak external case temperature. With that in mind, the battery's working temperature is likely a good 2 degrees Celsius to 4 degrees Celsius higher than the results that were recorded externally, depending on how efficient Apple's cooling setup is. A user tested iPhone 15 Pro's charging capabilities by grabbing an official 30 watts Apple USB-C charger and the supplied USB-C to USB-C cable. Peak case temperature reached warm at 36.1 degrees Celsius, which coincides with the handset pulling power above the 20 watt limit in Apple's documentation. It has long been suspected that these phones charge at a higher rate than Apple officially declares, and that seems to be the case, albeit with the power limit applied to keep temperatures somewhat in check. If the Pro Max spikes more power than the Pro, this could explain even higher temperature reports than we've seen elsewhere. Importantly, we didn't use the phone during this charging test, but the temperatures were recorded above 40 degrees Celsius while web browsing and watching videos while charging the iPhone. Despite low power levels, the iPhone 15 Pro and Pro Max charge as hot or hotter than rivals. When the charging was compared to Samsung Galaxy S23 Ultra's internal battery recording, it showcased the scale of the issue. Remember, Apple's charging peaks at about 20 watts, while the S23 handles up to 45 watts of power. Samsung's peak internal temperature at 35.5 degrees Celsius is lower than Apple's, which we estimate hits anywhere between 38 degrees Celsius and 40 degrees Celsius. Furthermore, iPhone 15 Pro is warming up much faster, again pointing to heat dissipation problem. See, there's no denying the fact that iPhone 15 Pro has been heating up like crazy hot. Despite the fact that in theory, phone's A17 Pro chipset has a manufacturing device over the competitors, it's built on a more efficient 3-nanometer TSMC node compared to 4-nanometer for the Snapdragon 8 Gen 2 inside Galaxy S23 Ultra and 5-nanometer Samsung node for the Pixel 7 Pro's Tensor G2. However, Apple appears to have used this advantage to put additional performance, resulting in higher temperatures when the chip is put under stress. Likewise, the phone's charging metrics are disappointing compared to the fastest charging Android phones. Not only is the speed sluggish, but the phone is certainly warm to touch when charging, and internal temperatures are likely to be even higher, which bodes poorly for long-term battery life. It appears that iPhone 15 Pro Max is even worse here, with higher power spikes leading to even higher temperatures. The end result of the phones is that while it is not always hot, it can definitely be pushed to extreme temperatures by the very users Apple targets. Gamers, multitaskers, videographers are the most likely to apply workloads that cause the iPhone 15 and 15 Pro to hit those too hot to handle temperatures. If you're thinking about dashing out to pick up the latest iPhone, it might be wise to wait a little to see if Apple can address this issue in an upcoming software update. If you've already bought one, there, I feel bad for you. But I would probably take the case off when I'm charging and give the phone a chance to cool down after running demanding applications. Apple has officially agreed to the issue and is working on a software fix following reports that some of its 15 models are overheating. Apple had a word with CNN over the current overheating issues and mentioned it's not a safety risk and will not affect the long-term performance of the impacted iPhone models. They also emphasize that iPhones have internal protectors for components to help regulate the temperature if it gets too high. I don't think that's working too far for you, Apple. You cannot talk about the internal components here. Apple also mentioned that there are a lot of circumstances that is causing its next generation lineup to heat up. Users' complaints started to circulate after the latest iPhones hit store on September 22nd. To start with, overheating can occur with some recently updated third-party apps, causing them to overload the system. Yeah, I don't think that's the case, Apple. Those apps include Instagram, Uber, and arcade racing game Asphalt 9. We're working with these app developers on fixes that are in the process of rolling out, Apple said in a statement. It also said that it discovered a bug in iOS 17. Now that's something that I could believe. Impacting some users and plans to roll out a software update to address this issue. It did not comment on when the fix will be made available. In addition, Apple said that the device may feel warmer during the first few days after setting up or restoring the device because of increased background activity. Apple's support page warns the users that the device can get hotter when restoring it from a backup, using graphic-intensive apps, streaming high-quality video, and charging it wirelessly. Now, these conditions are normal, and your device should return to a regular temperature when the process is complete or when you finish your activity, the company states on the website. If your device doesn't display a temperature warning, you can keep using your device. The news comes as demands for iPhone 15 grows rapidly. Leading up to launch day, analysts at firms such as Wedbush Securities reported iPhone 15 pre-orders tracking better than originally expected, with a heavy demand on its premium 15 Pro offerings, especially the Pro Max. Delivery and shipment times have moved to late October through mid-November for various Pro models. The new iPhones come as Apple reported in August that sales fell for the third consecutive quarter. iPhone revenue came at $39.7 billion for the third quarter, making it an approximately 2% year-over-year decline as users updated the devices less often. But according to Wedbush estimates, about 250 million iPhones have not been upgraded in more than 4 years. Advancements made to the processor, camera, and charging system, along with discounts from mobile carriers, could be more than enough reasons for users to finally upgrade their iPhone this year. iPhone 15 Pro starts at $1,099 and 15 Pro Max starts at $1,200. Apple's entry-level iPhones 15 and 15 Plus are costing $799 and $899 respectively. While Apple fixes the bug issues in the latest iPhones, you can always take advantage of sale prices for the old ones. Which reminds me, iPhone 12 price in India is set to see a massive drop during the upcoming Flipkart Big Billion Day sale and Amazon Great India Festival sale. While Apple's more recent iPhone 13 and iPhone 14 price models will also be available at discount prices on both e-commerce websites. The festival season is one of the best times of the year to purchase smartphones from Apple, and you can also further lower the price of these handsets by availing the exchange discounts. During Flipkart's annual Big Billion Day sale, which starts from 8th of October this year, you can purchase iPhone 12 at $38,999. The handset was launched in India in October 2020 at $79,900, which is more than 50% discount. You can also further reduce the price of the headset by 3,000 by availing eligible debit and credit card offers, along with an additional 3,000 on exchanging an eligible smartphone. 32,999. That is a great price point. As far as iPhone 15 is concerned, tech industry analyst Minchi Kuo pointed to design changes as possible causes for the problem. Primary cause is more likely the compromises made in thermal system designed to achieve a lighter weight, such as the reduced heat dissipation area and the use of a titanium frame, which negatively impacts the thermal efficiency. If I were you, I will definitely take advantage of the Big Billion Sale or the Amazon's Great Indian Festival sales because the discounts are really good. Yesterday, I saw a hashtag trending on Twitter that said iPad 9 Gen under 20,000. You guys, if I'm getting a phone that is overheated for like 1 lakh rupees, I would rather downgrade a version and buy the iPad, the iPhone, the Apple Watch, everything in 1 lakh. The discounts are crazy, you guys. If you're not aware about them, don't forget to follow us on Instagram and all our social media channels because we have curated a special list for you about all the discounts. You do not want to miss it, trust me. And if you're not connected with me, you can just hit me up on Instagram, Harshanki with an extra I. To everyone with the new iPhone 15 Pro and Pro Max, have a little patience. Your device would receive a software update soon. Apple has acknowledged the problem. And when they publicly acknowledge the problem, the solutions come faster than expected. I'm going to see you guys next week with more exciting content, hopefully testing a product, definitely not 15 Pro. But stay tuned and keep listening to the iGeeks Lock Show. Sayonara!